This call is being recorded.
Okay. Welcome, everybody, to the call. And, hey, happy Monday. It's great to be back after a great event in Montreal with the Nature Sunshine Convention. I enjoyed it immensely, as I do every year. It's education, it's truth, and I love it. I have some announcements to share with everyone. So if you would just take note of the upcoming Nature Sunshine sponsored events that are happening across the country in November. And so I want to share this with you. Okay, I lost my spot. Oops. Okay, so on Monday, November the 12th, it will be at the Holiday Inn Express in Burnaby area, Vancouver. The speaker is Cindy Clement. The topic is Living in a Toxic World, How to Combat Harmful Chemicals in Your Life and in Your Home. So Monday, November 12th, 6:30 p.m., Holiday Inn Express in Burnaby, Vancouver area. On Tuesday, November the 13th, Cindy will be speaking in St. Albert at the St. Albert Inn. On Wednesday, November the 14th, she's at the Holiday Inn in Red Deer. On Thursday, November the 15th, she is in my hometown, Kelowna, BC, at the Ramada Inn. Friday, November 16th, she's in Winnipeg at the Canada Inn in Fort Garry. If you happen to be in these areas, please make it a priority to attend and to be at these events.
This, 7 o'clock?
I'm saying 6:30 because there's registration and Nature Sunshine usually provides smoothies. And I want people to be able to participate and partake in all of the good products that they send as well. So I'm saying a little bit earlier than 7 o'clock. So thank you for that. And I'm hoping after this talk, you'll be really inspired to be there. The second thing I want to discuss is TAFI, Taking Action for Your Health. Registrations are now open for TAFI Team 46. And I just want to share a little bit about TAFI. TAFI is an acronym for Taking Action for Your Health. It's a structured, result-oriented, 15-minute daily teleconference call with an expert TAFI grad leader. In this case, the leader is me. It is a unique program where you work with a team of 4 to 6 people following a committed health program or protocol. TAFI is coupled with meticulous, quality-controlled, therapeutic nutritional products from Nature Sunshine. The 38 TAFI lessons are emailed to you to educate you about the sources of inflammation, how to address them, how to use foods, superfoods, supplements, and herbal combinations to prevent and overcome numerous health challenges. TAFI teaches you how to become responsible for your own health and how to educate you to empower your family, your friends, your clients to be involved in a perpetual health lifestyle. So TAFI, first of all, 15 minutes via teleconference call, and I'm going to say plus 5 minutes because I do announcements in the first 5 minutes. It's a course of action and it's guided specifically for your health. And each day you receive a 5-minute lesson and that lesson is sent to you. You measure your progress using a body systems questionnaire. You work with a team and an expert leader. And you also receive individualized instructions. All of your questions are always answered. TAFI addresses the 5 pillars: injury, inflammation, elimination, infection, and circulation. You are empowered to take responsibility through daily commitments and your daily accountability. It is outside the box thinking. It is exceedingly more powerful than any other medicine. TAFI is backed by science and follows the laws of nature. and you will definitely get results after 8 weeks of doing Taffy. So Taffy is for everyone who is seeking help, and even one person per family can do Taffy and teach it to other families or other members in the household. So that's Taffy. We're getting ready for registrations for Taffy Team 46. Just completed Taffy Team 44. They will be undergoing completion ceremony this coming Saturday. And I've got Taffy Team 45 off the ground. And so we're moving into Taffy Team 46. The agenda for this evening is this. My talk today is Don't Treat Disease, Build Health, according to Stephen Horn's information that I received from the convention. And then I'll move into briefly into the five pillars: injury, inflammation, elimination, infection, and circulation. And at the end of it all, we will be opening it up to questions. So at this particular point in time, I hear some background noise. And so if I would please ask you if you could be so kind to mute out, because it is really disturbing when people are straining to hear the information that's being offered this evening. So I really appreciate it. Thank you. Okay, want to start off with, don't treat disease, build health instead. Disease is a lack of health. Not health is absence of disease. Just as darkness is lack of light. Names of diseases are not necessary for your health. I recall one client who came into my office with a kidney disease, who stated that the reason it took him so long to get on a health program and to come into my office to get his health program is because he said it took a doctor a long time to diagnose his disease. So this is the question. How does diagnosing a disease, giving a name to a disease, help this man's condition? He needed a health program. I didn't need a diagnosis, and he didn't need a diagnosis. Today, we live in an era of what Stephen Horn calls eschew obfuscation. It's a new term, which means the obscuring of the intended meaning of communication by making the message difficult to understand, usually using confusing and ambiguous language. The language that is used is complicating, the meaning is confusing, the term is difficult to pronounce, and men pride themselves on their skills of naming diseases and using marketing companies to sell the diseases with fancy codes attached to them. People have become brainwashed by codes for diseases. Now, disease happens when the body is simply out of balance. Disease is a process of life. Disease symptoms are the coping mechanisms for the inner out-of-balance health problem. Symptoms simply indicate a lack of vitality. Symptoms is the body's way of communicating with us. So, for example, if a symptom is hunger, the body is communicating to you that it is time to eat. If the symptom is thirst, the body is communicating to you that it's time to give it water. If the symptom is a runny nose, the body is communicating that it is time to clean something out from the inside. The runny nose is the cure. In other words, the symptoms are the cure. Fever, for instance, is not a sickness. It is the cure. Fever is the miraculous mechanism that the body uses to burn up inner toxic debris, thereby restoring life, restoring vitality, putting health back into your body. You have never been taught to listen to your body. You have a symptom, so you are taught to go to the doctor, get a prescription, and take a drug. And what do drugs do? They suppress your immune system. They stop the body from cleaning out that toxic debris on the inside that is oppressing the vitality. The cold or the flu or the fever follows the supreme law of nature. It is the cure in and of itself. Your cold does the inner house cleaning for you and brings your microbes back into balance. The present science model focuses on disease as the bad guy, and the disease is, and we are taught that the disease is caught, and that you have to take a vaccine to prevent it, or you take a drug when you get it. On the opposite side of the coin, the laws of nature focus on building health. And in doing so, a disease is created internally in your body to clean out the poisons, to clean out that waste debris, to continue the building of health. The laws of nature give you the power to build your own health no matter what diagnosis you have been given. Diseases are names for a collection of symptoms, and symptoms are messages, a way of communicating to your body. Now you all have inherited genetic strengths and weaknesses that you have gained from your ancestors. You can have inherited strong organs and glands, or, okay, now I'm getting some feedback. If you could please mute out, I'd appreciate it. Okay, continuing. Thank you. You have inherited strong organs or strong glands, or you might have inherited some weak glands or some weak organs. But you do not inherit a gene that carries a disease. There is no such thing as an inherited gene that gives you breast cancer or prostate cancer or any other cancer or MS or Parkinson's disease and so on. We all, however, have constitutional differences with those inherent weak organs and glands. But there is never an inherent disease that you are going to get in your life somewhere along your journey. There are three main causes that trigger the constitutional or your constitutional weaknesses into action. Stephen Horn says, number one, it's your mindset. There is a mindset that there is nothing that you can do about your disease. It is inherited, and that is the end of that. In this category, there's also an attitude of unresolved emotional stress. Deep down inside, you feel you do not deserve health. This is where you shift your disease mind to a health mind. And shifting that, a disease mind to a health mind, is huge. I want to quote Marianne Williamson, who said this: our deepest fear is not that we are inadequate. Our deepest fear is that we have a powerful, that we are powerful beyond measure. It is our light, not our darkness, that most frightens us. We ask ourselves, who am I to be brilliant, gorgeous, talented, fabulous? Actually, who are you not to be? You are a child of God. Your playing small does not serve the world. There is nothing enlightened about shrinking so that other people won't feel secure around you. We are all meant to shine as children do. We were born to make manifest the glory of God that is within us. It's not just in some of us, it's in everyone. And as we let our own light shine, we unconsciously give other people permission to do the same. As we are liberated from our own fear, our presence automatically liberates others. And she moves on to say, you may believe that you are responsible for what you do, but not for what you think. The truth is that you are responsible for what you think, because it is only at this level that you can exercise choice. What you do comes from what you think. So today we have a mindset, and I want to say strongly, a dogma mindset, that we are not responsible for our own health. We have a mindset that the doctor is. He has the degree and he is the expert. He is responsible. This mindset absolutely needs to change. The truth is that you are responsible for your own health. And stop blaming the doctor when you want to see him and what he has prescribed for you just did not work. One thing you must know is that people perish from lack of knowledge. And if your question is this, where's your degree? I am here to tell you that you don't need a degree to find truth. What we teach here is truth. The truth is this. Your body is created to heal. God created you to have a healthy lifestyle. He created the laws of nature. If these laws are followed, health is the consequence. This truth is so very profoundly simple. The second thing to address as to why you are unhealthy is lack of nutrition. The body is a biological machine in which your spirit dwells, and it needs vitamins, minerals, amino acids, essential fatty acids, phytochemicals, and so on. You need to give your little stem cells, and they're your built-in little carpenters, all those essential top-quality building blocks so that they can do their work of cell repair. Nutrients balance your pH, and nutrients give you a healthy inner environment. And number three, as to why we get sick, is because there is a toxic overload from heavy metals, pesticides, herbicides, glyphosates, air and water pollution, vaccination pollution, and so on. I want to now move into discussing the five pillars that you need to address in order to overcome any health condition or unhealthy condition, no matter what diagnosis it is given. There are five pillars that I address, and that's injury, inflammation, elimination, infection, and circulation. So I'm going to briefly discuss each one of them. Injury. An injury can take place anywhere in your body. Your brain, your arteries, heart, lungs, bowels, liver, and so on. The cause of the injury may be multiple reasons. An accident, a blow, a fracture, nutritional deficiencies, bad foods, bad teeth, sleep deprivation, poor posture, lack of exercise, and so on. Whenever there is an injury, the brain sets up a current of injury that sends a message to the injured area. It's like the brain is giving a telephone call to that area that's injured, and that little telephone call sets up an electromagnetic field, and the stem cells pick up the call. That triggers the stem cells into action. Your stem cells are your little inner carpenters. Your stem cells are responsible for healthy cell replication in order to repair the injury. However, just as any other carpenters, they need to have the right building tools and the right building blocks in order to replicate healthy cells for you to repair the injury. And this is where you come into the game. It's your responsibility to feed your little carpenters, feed your little stem cells all the required nutrients. Not the doctor's responsibility, it's your responsibility. The laws of nature state that stem cells cannot do their job of healthy cell replication without required building blocks. I am quite certain that you are very aware that today's store-bought grocery foods lack the required nutrients. But what you do not know is where to get those reliable superfoods that guarantee that the stem cells can get the proper, good building materials. And that's where Nature's Sunshine superfoods come in. And you most likely do not know that your superfoods need, or your stem cells need, superfoods of all colors. Energy comes in all kinds of colors. And this is where we use superfoods from Nature's Sunshine. Red is Chinese mineral qi tonic. And it feeds the entire nervous system and the glandular system. Red raises body temperature. We also need red foods, such as red meats. Yellow is the next one. This is where I like to use flax hull lignans. And lignans are wonderful in binding toxic xenoestrogens from the bloodstream and from the spaces in cells between the tissues. The flax lignans are very potent. So think of one little tiny scoop is equivalent to 2 gallons of flax seed. Next color, white. That's where we use Collagen Plus, a collagen powder. It's bioavailable from a bovine source. It's easy to digest. And candida in the body destroys collagen production. We are collagen deficient. Collagen helps to heal leaky gut, helps to heal membranes. Then we go to blue. Blue is water. We never think of water as a nutrient. In this situation, it is essential nutrient. Along with blue, we add berries. Now, Nature's Sunshine even has berries in a bottle. It's called Zambrosa. It's a very potent antioxidant beverage, and it tastes delicious. Then we go to green. Green is chlorophyll. Green is also green zone, which gives the stem cells all the phytonutrients needed for healthy cell replication. This is why we are doing this. We're giving the stem cells high quality, high dense nutrients and minerals for cell replication. Then we move into addressing inflammation. The $5 million question here is, where is the poison coming from that causes inflammation in your body? Poisons poke holes in your gut membrane. They cause leaky gut. They get into your bloodstream. They make the blood sticky and heavy. And when the blood is sticky and heavy, it then cannot circulate properly. The flow of blood slows down. The nutrient energy and oxygen are now having a difficult time reaching the injured area. the body temperature stops to drop. Your immune system drops. And this is where disease sets in. And science has proven that if your body temperature drops by even half a degree Celsius, then your entire immune system drops by 35%. Next fact, cancer cannot grow in a body temperature of 37 degrees Celsius or 98.6 degrees Fahrenheit. Next fact, multiple sclerosis of the spine grows in low body temperature. Parkinson's disease of the nerves happens in low body temperature. Muscles seize up in low body temperature. Joint lubrication does not happen in low body temperature. Fertility does not happen in low body temperature. This is why it is critical to find out where the poisons are coming from that stop the blood from circulating, that clog up the spaces in between the cells and tissues. And this is critical to address it. That's why taffy education is so very, very important. Because in order to get your health back, we need to stop putting poisons into our bodies, and then we need to cleanse the poisons out of our bodies. So where do the poisons come from? I'm just going to mention a few. Number one, our grains are sprayed with glyphosates, or maybe they're called Roundup these days. Glyphosate causes leaky gut, but if that's not bad enough, it also causes leaky brain. In other words, the glyphosates are getting into your brain area. That's why I have a compassion for people that can't think straight. I totally get it. They do have brain fog for that reason. Grains also have lectins in them that are anti-nutrients that causes leaky gut and makes the blood sticky and heavy. Number two, we look at Candida. Candida albicans is a yeast infection. It is fed by antibiotics, birth control pills, many kinds of steroid drugs, all kinds of other drugs feed Candida. Candida grows a set of tendril roots that also poke holes in the gut membrane, and Candida gets into the bloodstream and slows down blood circulation. Clogs things up. It can also cross the blood-brain barrier. And so many times we have what we call Candida brain. We can't think straight. The brain is foggy because there is Candida that has settled in the brain, particularly when our microbiome lacks the adequate probiotic bacteria to keep it in check and healthy. Number three, think about all the heavy metals that we are putting into our bloodstream, probably in ignorance and unknowingly through the whole flu shot vaccination programs. Every vaccine, every flu shot, shingles shot, pneumonia shots, and all those other shots, tetanus shots, have heavy metals in them, aluminum phosphates, and mercury, which is actually titled as Timoroso. How many of you have had a flu shot, but you've never read the insert? You don't know what's in it. You have blindly accepted it. Those heavy metals and all the viruses that are in those flu shots, particularly toxic to the bloodstream, to the gut, and to the brain. The next one I want to move into is elimination. Your body has been created with an amazing lymphatic system that can come to your rescue to help to clean out that toxic debris. Your lymphatic system is simply a set of lymphatic vessels filled with salt and water that parallel your bloodstream. So you actually have two highways in your body. One is the highway of blood vessels, which the blood uses to carry oxygen and nutrients to all the parts of the body. And the other highway is the highway of the lymphatic vessels that run right alongside the blood vessels to take the poisons out of your bloodstream and out of the spaces between your cells and tissues. Imagine that. A dual highway system with one highway that keeps the other highway clean at all times. That lymphatic system highway picks up all your obstructions, toxic debris, all the poisons from the blood highway, and moves them out through your natural elimination channels. Moves them out through your bowels, your kidneys, your respiratory tract, and your skin. Now imagine what happens if over the years you have dumped so much poison into your body that you have clogged up your lymphatic highway system and it can no longer handle all that plowing. Imagine what happens if your liver is overloaded. Imagine what happens if your bowels and kidneys are exhausted? It is easy to see that those poisons can no longer be eliminated and they remain in your body with continuous inflammation and irritation to your inherent weak organs or inherent weak glands. And this is where you need to address the elimination channels. Clean out the bowels, clean out the kidneys, and this is where the wonderful one-day kidney flush comes in. That one-day kidney flush is responsible for cleaning out acids from the joints, from the bones, acids in the cerebral spinal fluids. Acids that build up in your brain, the one-day kidney flush flushes out all the fluids from your system. How miraculous is that? And this is where you need to learn how to do the three-day liver cleanse. And we look after the lymphatic system by taking cat's claw combination. And I want to share with you that amazing one-day kidney cleanse. You need a glass of water with some lemon, a squirt of lemon. And you take two capsules of kay. That's a herbal combination from Nature's Sunshine. And take two capsules of hydrangea. Then about an hour and a half to 2 hours later, you drink a glass of water with chlorophyll, and you take two capsules of kay and two capsules of hydrangea. And about an hour and a half later, you take a glass of water with lemon, take two capsules of kay and two capsules of hydrangea. And an hour and a half later, you take a glass of water with chlorophyll, 2K and 2 hydrangea. You just keep alternating and doing this every hour and a half to 2 hours all day long. It's not a fast. You can eat. Just drink the water and the lemon, drink the water and the chlorophyll, and each time you do that, take 2K and 2 hydrangea. It's really an amazing fast. Now, I am not saying that one kidney flush will clean all the debris out of your entire body. or clean all the debris from the joints where it has accumulated or from the brain. I am saying if you do 5 one-day kidney flushes, that will make a huge difference to your health. I want to now address infection. So if you can imagine that accumulation of poisons and of toxic debris in a specific inherent weak area of your body, and your lymphatic highway system is congested, and your elimination channels have been burdened, you can start to see that there are further consequences. The oxygen levels to that injured area now start to drop, because the oxygen cannot penetrate all of this congested debris in that injured area. When the oxygen levels to your injured area drops to below 35%, then oxidation for the purpose of healthy cell replication by the stem cells can no longer take place. And this is scientifically documented by Nobel Prize winner Dr. Otto Warburg in 1931. The law of nature says no oxygen equals no oxidation for the purpose of healthy cell replication equals acids. And this is when viruses, yeast, fungus becomes active. When the fungus integrates into the stem cell line of skin cells, the end result is cancer. When fungal DNA integrates into the stem cell line of nerve cells, the end result is Parkinson's disease. When the fungal DNA integrates into the stem cell line of reproductive cells, the end result is infertility. When the fungal DNA integrates into the stem cell line of the spinal cells, the end result is multiple sclerosis. And we were very fortunate to have Diane McLaren as our guest speaker on this particular call. She was a guest speaker actually twice. She was diagnosed with multiple sclerosis when she was 19 years old, paralyzed from the head to the toes in a wheelchair. She took responsibility. She knew the laws of nature. She knew that the body was created to heal. She took this on. Yes, it took her 2 years, but she has her health back now for over 30 years, and she's able to walk in high-heeled shoes because that's what she likes to wear, is high-heeled shoes, and has been able to do that for 30 years. Anyone wanting their health back can take responsibility to clean that up by addressing injury through nutrition, opening up all the elimination channels, cleaning out the infection. And there's herbs to clean out the infection. I call them signature herbs. So what are some of them? Cat's claw is one of them. It will help to clean out the debris, and you clean out the debris, the infection gets cleaned out. Pawpaw is another one, and pawpaw will be available from Nature Sunshine, I think, in the middle of November. It hasn't been on the market due to a quality control issue. Golden seal echinacea is another one that helps to clean out infections. So we have several signature type of herbs that are known to clean out infection. The last point I want to bring out is circulation. So with all the toxic debris that's in and around your bloodstream, you now have poor circulation. Your blood is congested with heavy metals, undigested food particles, chemicals, sticky fats, metabolic wastes. So you can see how difficult it is for your heart to pump your blood to circulate all the nutrients and oxygen to all the various cells and tissues in your body. Poor blood circulation results in lowered body temperature, a lowered immune system. You have no energy. You are exhausted. Your sleep patterns are all upset. And I bet you never knew that there was a way to clean out this debris. This debris can be cleaned out through the oral chelation program. Nature Sunshine has a product called MC, capital M, capital C, stands for Master Chelation. It's a designer tablet, was put together by Dr. McCausland. I think he worked a couple of years to put this one together. It is known to clean out heavy metals from the bloodstream, to clean out metabolic waste from the bloodstream, to clean out the sticky fats, those triglycerides, out of the bloodstream. It cleans them out. And you need to do this program for 1 month for every 10 years of your age, or even longer if you have a more serious problem. It's called the oral chelation program. So for those people that have been diagnosed with a serious condition where it's been called cancer or Parkinson's or MS, even diabetes, heart disease, rheumatoid arthritis, whatever that may be, it is critical that five pillars be addressed. And that's injury. And to address injury, we give the little carpenters called the stem cells all the nutrient energy required. We address inflammation, and this is where we use cat's claw combination to open up the lymphatic system so the poisons can drain out. We use protease plus enzymes on an empty stomach to clean out undigested protein particles and food particles that get there because of leaky gut, holes in the gut. We use colostrum on an empty stomach that can get into the bloodstream to clean up toxic lectins that are there because we are all grain consumers. We can clean that up. We use flax lignans that can get into the bloodstream and sop up all the xenoestrogens. And where do xenoestrogens come from? They are created by candida, candida yeast, which is fed by starches, grains, sugars, antibiotics, steroid drugs, creates xenoestrogens in your body. We can clean that up by using flax lignans. And we move into elimination. We make sure the bowels are opened and moving. We have a product called LBS2 that I particularly like. And there's another one called Body Detox that addresses kidneys, bowels, and liver. And there is the one-day kidney flush. And just drinking water and chlorophyll every day makes a huge difference in cleaning the blood. And we address infection. If it's cancer, we like to use PAPA or Podarco. Podarco is also good in cleaning up fungal infection. Cat's claw combination cleans out infection. Golden seal echinacea cleans out infection. And we make sure that the blood is cleaned out of all heavy metals and metabolic waste and triglycerides by doing the oral chelation program. This particular program, this model, misses nothing. It addresses all areas. That's why We are so successful when people take on this program. People can overcome all kinds of health issues as a result of following the principles. Now, I'm still hearing some background noise. I don't know where it's coming from. I've requested many times. It's like clattering dishes and so on. If you would please mute out, I'd appreciate it. I just want to share with you a story. And this is by Shay, who was diagnosed with breast cancer. I just don't know where that background noise is coming from. Okay, it's peaceful and quiet now. I hope we can stay that way. Shay lives in West Kelowna. She is a mother of two beautiful boys. And when I first met Shay, when I personally met her, that was after the breast cancer incident, she was nursing a baby. Now, you might think that nursing is a common thing for mothers to do, but in Shay's case, nursing was unique because Shay only had one breast, and both of her boys were nursed only on one breast. It was July 2006, and Shay was excited to be celebrating her 29th birthday. But all excitement quickly came to a halt when the morning of her birthday, she felt her breast and discovered a lump. Horror struck her mind, and all excitement of the celebration of a birthday turned to dread. Questions filled her mind, and Shay did the inevitable. She made an appointment with the doctor. The lump was diagnosed as cancer in July 2006. Shay was really scared and totally succumbed to the trusted authorities. She did not even stop to think about any other way. Fear overtook her life. She was devastated, but felt she had no other choice. This is huge. We have a choice. The pressure from the oncologist, family, and friends was intense. And she was made to think that action must be taken immediately. She was made to believe that her life was at stake and something had to be done immediately. There was no time to think this through. She was only 29 and had her whole life to look forward to. So inevitably, Shay agreed to all procedures to save her life in September 2006. Shay had the surgery, where a complete mastectomy was done and her right breast was cut off. The next step was a series of chemotherapy and radiation treatments. The final step was to take tamoxifen for 5 years to prevent a reoccurrence. She agreed to all of this. Now, this was quite an ordeal. Now that this ordeal was over, Shay was certain that she could get on with her life as she was told that her cancer was gone. February 2011, 5 years later, Shay woke up and commenced with her daily routines. To her absolute shock and horror, she discovered another lump in the little tissue that was left from the breast that had been removed 4 years previous to this. Shay had faithfully followed all the medical procedures, all the medical instructions, and she was told on more than one occasion that all was well. No, all was not well. Anger filled her entire body. Quote, "The day I discovered the second cancer diagnosis, I took the tamoxifen and threw it in the garbage. Tamoxifen, I learned, increases the chance of cancer of the uterus, and it causes blockages to form in the veins, lungs, or brain. It causes anxiety and a whole list of other horrible side effects. I learned that the heart palpitations I was experiencing was due to this drug. As soon as I stopped taking it, gone. No more heart palpitations. End of quote. Shay was back to the doctor's office. She agreed to have this lump removed surgically. Of course, the usual chemo and radiation were once again recommended. Shay's mind was now filled with anxiety. Quote, I was having major anxiety about putting my body through chemo and radiation once again. This time, I decided to do my research. I discovered that one of the side effects of chemo is cancer. Why would you trade one cancer for another? I discovered that chemo puts 10 years on your own ovaries. That's never talked about very much. I was told it would be difficult to have children. Then one oncologist turned to my husband and told him that we should reconsider having children as he would be a single dad. End of quote. This was a turning point in Shay's life. She decided there must be a different way. Yes, she would take control of her own health. This is where she started to watch many documentaries. She attended sessions at Inspire Health. She did acupuncture treatments and worked on emotional issues. Then one day, she met Susan, another woman who had at one time in her life been diagnosed with breast cancer, a woman who took control of her own health, a woman who totally overcame breast cancer without surgery, chemo, or radiation. Shay was interested. Her mind was open, and she listened. Quote, if Susan could do this, I decided I could take on my own health as well. Besides, the chemo and radiation did not work the first time, so that was not even an option. End of quote. Susan gave Shay the name of Donna Roth and the possibility of the PAPA program. This is where Shay contacted Donna Roth and listened intently as Donna educated her on addressing the five pillars: injury, inflammation, elimination, infection, and circulation to overcome cancer. It was at this point that Shay realized something huge. We do everything by fear. We are forced into making rash decisions simply because fear has taken control. That doesn't work. What we really need is nutrition, energy, proteins to feed our undernourished bodies back to health. We need empowerment. We need our power back and to take control and to take responsibility. Shay decided that is exactly what she would do. With the expertise guidance of Donna Roth, she stopped eating all sugar foods, starches, grains, and started eating the right foods along with high-dense nutritious smoothies, mineral chi tonic, collagen plus, flax lignans, chlorophyll. She took cat's claw herbal combination to activate the lymphatic system, PAPA to clean out the fungus, candida, and cancer. She worked hard at bringing health back into her body. She was building her health. After a year of doing this program, Shay had the Navarro cancer test done. The Navarro test came back at 49.3. Above 50 means cancer. 49.3 indicated that the cancer was gone after a year of doing this program. It is now 2018. So, Shay has been cancer-free for 8 years. She has followed up with her oncologist. Blood tests indicated there is no more cancer. She gave birth to two healthy boys, which she nursed on one breast. She is a Taffy grad and has taken on the role of ensuring that her family all be healthy and happy. And she says this, I think empowering women has such a positive outcome. You're giving your body the chance to heal, which is what it is meant to do. It is about body, mind, spirit, and emotion. You have to address all issues that affect cancer. It's not as simple as taking a pill. Take a minute, sit back, and be mindful of the foods you eat. It is important to even make your own food and put love into your food. We need to get back to eating whole foods. The food in the supermarkets are fake, and most of them have been processed. I overcame fear by taking action for myself. Taffy is taking action for your health, and that is how I overcame fear. Taking responsibility, getting education, and taking action is your health insurance. When I look back, I would not have done the surgery. I would have done the pop-up program first. We have been taught not to trust our intuition, but to put it into someone else's hands. No more. End of quote. That is Shay's story that I wanted to leave you with. And I'm going to now turn the recording off and we'll open it up for questions and answers. So give me a second.